Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, you look at Israel and what's taking place, and Israel is a time clock. You know, ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. And that alone, out of self-interest, should, you know, make you want to really, you know, pay close attention to it. But if you stand with Israel, God says, I'll bless those who bless Israel, and I'll curse those who curse Israel. You know, that is the truth. Mm-hmm. And we're so excited, our new studios.
Yes.
That, you know, we love Israel, we love the Jews, and our Jewish brothers and sisters out there. And our first act in our new studios was to be able to honor the Pensacola Jewish Federation. You know, Cindy was here.
Cindy Gross, president.
Cindy Gross was here, and that's the first thing we did.
Yes.
In our dedication. And Cindy, we so appreciate it. We're looking forward to you being, you know, here. She'll be here soon. And but in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2, this is what the Word of God says. It says, I am going to make Jerusalem a cup that sends all the surrounding people reeling. Judah will be besieged as well as Jerusalem. And you think about, you're looking at this, you know, people are going to want to come in and harm Israel, but God's going to send them all reeling. And you're looking at this Arab League that's been given over, you know, United Arab League of Nations, which is 21 nations,
22
nations, we believe. That is, I don't know what the number is still of what it is, that was just handed over to the Prince of Rush, you know. You know, either, I mean, you think about Syria right now, you think about Iran, and you think about Russia, and you pretty much say they're all in the same
together there.
And so here we are at this one moment where this, as we talked about, I believe, in the previous program, that, you know, these elections are coming up in March the 17th, mm-hmm. and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is just saying, listen, we got to take this thing to the people, because we've got to begin to identify who we are as a people and stand up as our nation, because you have Iran with these nuclear plants that's building on. You have all this hatred going around us. People are, think about this. You think you have termites in your house? They have jihadist termites coming up, ground moles coming up under the ground. I mean, this is of biblical proportions. I mean, look what's going on. They're building concrete tunnels and digging in the ground to come up and kidnap, you know, the Jews in Jerusalem and in Israel. They're firing weapons, you know, coming, you know, out of, you know, Ashkelon was just being rained down with thousands and thousands and thousands of missiles. These tunnels are coming up out of the ground. They're coming up out of the water. And where is the church in all this? You know, where are we? Because supposedly there's a large number of believers in America that we can stand up and just say, hey, wait a minute.
That's right.
Stop messing with Israel. Thank God for, you know, CUFI, Christians United for Israel. Yes. We stand with CUFI. And we stand with the Jews. And but understand this, but all of America needs to wake up. And need to say, because this is why I'm saying this, because, you know, it says, Fox News is reporting that dozens of Democratic leaders are talking about skipping Prime Minister Netanyahu's speech in Congress, according to Fox News.
Wow.
And it's like, you cannot snub. I mean, ask President Bill Clinton. You cannot snub.
Ooh.
You can't. Well, I'm not saying anything derogatory
about him at all.
I'm just saying.
I know what happened.
But yeah, he just, you know, made him stay, didn't let him come into the White House. And it's like, it's not a person, it's Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the apple of God's eye. And we, how we relate to Israel shows how we're relating to God. God has done what he's done with Israel to prove and make, prove his name holy, and it's about him. So to touch Israel in a wrong way is to touch the apple of God's eye in the wrong way. And so here we have this radical jihadist, you know, and realize this unstoppable voting block in the United Nations, Islamic, Muslim voting bloc. You have this Muslim Brotherhood that's spreading across even in our own country. It was being invited into the White House and our, even some advisors on our Homeland Security.
Yeah.
We're removing all forms of radical Islam. Islam is any kind of enemy of America, according to Congressman Michelle Bachmann, from our law enforcement library. And now, according to Kamal Saleem, over 500,000 potential radical jihadists has come over our borders that's sleeping around all over the place. And, of course, that's what Rick Joyner talked about in our previous program, yeah. that he believes they're just sitting around waiting to be activated in the context of that. And it's like, we need to wake up.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.